Welcome to Chris. My name is Chris, and in this episode, we're going to be talking about a written testimony, the long, long, long-awaited Jay Electronica album. When I say long-awaited, it's been 10 years, like almost 11 years, since Jay dropped his first single back in 2009, Exhibit A. So people have been waiting over a decade for this guy to release an album, and it was something that would get teased, he would talk about, it's almost ready, it's going to be ready, it's done, all of this, and nothing, a whole lot of nothing until just a couple days ago. We finally get the album, which, it's a little funny because it's a joint Jay Electronica and Jay-Z album, right? And it's not that Jay-Z's just kind of a featured artist. He's on every song that's a full song. There's only two of the 10 that he's not on, and that's because those are both more atmospheric pieces. They don't need verses in the same way. They're shorter. But every actual song, Jay-Z is fully present. And it almost feels like it's Jay at this point, just kind of Jay-Z grabbing Jay Electronica and being like, yo, we're fucking doing this. We're getting into the studio. Yeah, you only have one verse for this song? Great, I'll add a verse, let's go. And making it happen because, yo, who wants to keep waiting? We just have been waiting and waiting to hear this. And it's kind of funny because the, I guess, reputation for Jay Electronica is this mysterious, like, figure in hip-hop where people talk about, could he be the best MC, right? His lyricism, like, what would his album look like if he dropped, if he was as active as everybody else? Would we be talking about him in that GOAT level? Because it seemed like he flashed that potential every time he was on a song. And on a song didn't happen all that often. Like, he had a mixtape in 2007. His first two singles, Exhibit A and Exhibit C, were in 2009. He was a featured artist on just four songs. And none of those were that big, right? A Reflection Eternal song featuring J. Cole, Mos Def, and Jay Electronica. Close Your Eyes, The Bullets featuring Lucy Liu and Jay Electronica. Control, which was kind of a big deal in the hip-hop world in 2013, but mostly because of Kendrick's verse and Kendrick coming off of the hype of Good Kid, Mad City. So that was kind of dominated by him, but to have Big Sean, Kendrick, and Jay Electronica on that track was pretty exciting back in 2013. And then Hard to Face Reality, which is Pooh Bear featuring Justin Bieber and Jay Electronica. And his guest appearances, and there's 20 from 2008 to 2020, but the biggest two, and really the only two that are noteworthy, was him appearing on Mac Miller's Watching Movies with Sound Off, and on Chance the Rapper's Coloring Book. But it's not like he's been a presence on Jay-Z albums, Kanye albums, anything like that, even though both have shouted him out. He's continued to be this figure in hip-hop that other MCs admire and discuss, and that fans at some point have encountered and been taken in by, just because you hear him and you hear what he can do. And there's such flashes of greatness. So with a written testimony, there was a ton of hype heading into this. And I gotta say, my first listening, I like it. Okay, I'm just gonna put that out there. I really like it. I think it's a fascinating album. I wasn't sold on the production at first, but it was something where on first listen, I knew that it didn't blow me away. But there was that weird feeling of, I need to keep listening to this, right? Like, I didn't come away going 5 out of 5, 10 out of 10, like best album of 2020. But I had that curiosity of, I think I need to engage more with this and listen to it more. And over the last few days, just getting those repetitious listens in, it really is rising in my estimation and assessment. And it's not even to the point where I can point out specific lyrics or bars that are really getting me or getting into the overall concept that's really hooking me in. I feel like that's something that's still months off, but this is an album that clearly is at a level both craft-wise and content-wise, that I want to continue to have that relationship and discovery with it over the next months and years. Like, it's going to be something I keep returning to really get the most out of it that I can and that I think is there. And some really beautiful moments. And I think a lot of the production that I wasn't that into at first has won me over as more of the nuance has started to blossom on the repeated listens. The overwhelming events is so cinematic in how it starts and so classical in the instruments used. It feels momentous in a way that is appropriate for the release of a Jay Electronica album. And to start with that epic, that sense of the epic, and to go where we go and end with APIDTA, which I don't even know what that means yet. What is that? An acronym for All Praise Is Due to Allah. Yeah, there's a lot of religion on the album, which, you know, I think at one point would have bothered me a bit more. I've never been a religious person, and a lot of the time, the more religious books, movies, albums didn't have much interest with me. But as I've gotten older, it's not that I become more interested in religion. I think I become more interested in what religion means to others and finding a connection to how they feel and what they take comfort in what I feel and what I take comfort in. So Jesus is King was also a big moment for that. Like, there are all these Bible references, all this praise of God. And for me to not be as religious, but able to vibe with that album, to feel the sense of peace that Kanye reaches on that album, and to just look for ways to find that peace in my own life has been very, I don't know, fun, beautiful, cathartic. And I think it's something here too. There's definitely religious undertones that if you get caught up with specific religious references could put somebody off. But if you're more open-minded in the sense that you can respect their faith and find ways to connect it to what you believe in and feel that resonance, there's still that beauty there and insight there that you can gain from what Jay and Jay have to say. The album has a 39-minute runtime, which, decent size, right? But it's kind of funny to me because the last two songs, Ezekiel's Wheel and All Praise Is Due to Allah, are 11 minutes. So over 25% of the album comes from just those two songs. They're definitely the most epic on it, despite songs like Blinding and Ghost of Soldier Slim really having this energy that kick off things. You really start in kind of a bigger scope and then end in a more intimate, meditative place. It's going to be a weird comparison, and maybe some people might feel that it's a forced comparison, given the nature of the albums, but I keep thinking about the response that I initially had to listening to the Black Star album, which was Mos Def and Talib Kweli. It came out in 2000, I think it was. Oh man, let me look that up real fast. Black Star album. Yeah. Oh no, that's not what I needed it to be. And it's not loading. Yeah, that's just a news article. Anyway, that album, when it came out, I hadn't heard it, but I had a close friend in college, who's still a close friend to this day, but he loved the album, had a tattoo inspired by that album, and forced me to listen to it, and listen to it over and over and over again. And it was something that I wasn't sold on it at first either. Like, the production was a little slower than what I was into. It was Mos Def and Talib Kweli, and they were trading bars. It was interesting, but I wasn't really picking up on a lot of the details and nuance on those first listens. And it's become like a top 10 non-Kanye album for me. I don't know if you know much about me, but Kanye podcast host, Kanye albums all take up my top spots. But non-Kanye albums, yeah, the Black Star album is very, very much up there. So I had a slow build relationship with that to the point where it went from something that I thought I'd listen to at some point again. You know, it was okay. You know, maybe meant something to my friend, but I'm not going to have that relationship. To now just loving every song on it and thinking it's one of the best albums ever. I don't know if this will reach that best album ever status, but there's a similarity in the sense that there's stuff being addressed and there's a lot of thought put into it and what's being said between both parties, right? Where it was most Def and Talib Kweli, and this is Jay-Z and Jay Electronica. There's just something there that I think resonates between them in a way that I wouldn't compare this album to Watch the Throne, which I think a lot of people have been doing just because Jay-Z's on both, right? But there's different energy levels between those albums where Watch the Throne felt more celebratory and more of a flex, even in the times where Kanye and Jay-Z were being more thoughtful and more reflective. There was just something to the momentousness of the album, the blockbusterness of the album, and what Jay and Kanye were portraying in themselves, this successfulness, this bravado, this energy of we're at the top, we're the throne, we're the kings of this game, watch us work and be amazed. I don't think there's that same ego present on this. There's something more philosophical, more introspective, and I really vibe with that. The cool thing about the Black Star album was that it was really a commentary on where rap was coming out of the 90s, especially in the wake of the death of Biggie and Tupac and all the violence that there was in hip hop. Most and Talib were really focused on trying to get people back to just the music and the togetherness, and focusing on how to improve the culture. And they had so many great thoughts and great commentary. I'm curious to see, even though on this album, I don't know if there's that same commentary on culture, right? But there seems to be something just as vital being said about the world, about the experience that the Jays have had, that I think becomes necessary to listen to and will be meaningful for people going back to and hearing and taking away from. And there's something powerful about that, but that doesn't take away from what was done on Watch the Throne too, right? Because on Watch the Throne, people need that inspiration. They need to feel, I want to achieve that and reach that place that these guys have reached. I want to be on the throne. I want to take that from them. So while I think we need the inspirational as well, or the aspirational as well, there's something that's more identifiable in the everyday life that's coming from this and just the emotions that are on this. Looking at the individual track list, I love how Overwhelming Event opens. I know Ghost of Soldier Slim, I still haven't quite gotten into as much as others. I know people on Twitter, where a lot of people were saying it was their favorite song. The Blinding has definitely picked up for me in terms of just the production being really killer and being a song that I'm thinking about constantly. Neverending Story and Shiny Suit Theory, Universal Soldier have been kind of lost to me in the shuffle. They haven't jumped out in the same way that the beginning and the end have jumped out. I think Shiny Suit Theory is the only song in the album at this point that I'm not finding to be an overwhelming event. There's something about it that I just haven't connected with. So if I was going to say there's a song that I dislike, it's that one. But Universal Soldier, Flux Capacitor, Fruits of the Spirit, even being a shorter song, has a lot of beauty to it. I'm somebody that tends to like epic maximalism epics. I just said epic, but it's maximalism. So Ezekiel's Wheel and APIDTA are as the two longest songs, and what the album builds up to tend to be my favorites so far on the album. I think it really delivered. And so far in 2020, of the albums that I've listened to, this is up there at the top right now. it will be hard to dethrone it, I think. Both Jays are really delivering their bars. The production's on point. It's weird in a way that I really like. And I know it came out around the same time as Lil Uzi Vert's Eternal Attacky. Is that how you say it? Eternal Attack? Which ended up being Love Versus the World 2 when the deluxe version dropped. And there's such a contrast between the trap production on Love Versus the World 2 and just, you know, Lil Uzi Vert's whole vibe, that like trap spirit with some of the interesting production, but all the trap elements really coming in on every song, to where so many of those songs just kind of blend together for me, despite how cool Uzi's flow is on so many of the tracks, or unique in ways. It just all blends together, where a record like this, so many of the songs stand out and feel beyond what I've expected or hear in hip-hop, just on the radio from most of the artists. It has that same feeling that I get from a lot of Kanye albums. And just as I step into it, I know I'm going to be taken to a world that other artists won't take me, to a space that's creative and strange and unexpected from the mainstream. So I really appreciate what this album is doing, what it's saying. I'm looking forward to having a better understanding of what it's doing and what it's saying. And I think I'll probably make a follow-up video when I have, I think, more to say about the individual songs. But I wanted to at least get something on record of just kind of broader thoughts about the album. Just see if that means anything to anybody. But if you have anything that you want to share, please let me know. You can leave a comment on the YouTube video if you're listening to this on Anchor, another podcast service. Or you can find me on Twitter at Kanye Podcast or at New School Chris, and leave comments there and we can talk and engage. Otherwise, tune in next time for another discussion of a book, movie, TV show, or album. I think with Westworld starting up, talking about the first episode of Westworld Season 3 will be the next thing on the docket, but we'll see. If you have any requests or recommendations, you can also leave them in the same places, and we will talk soon. Cheers.